Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nedarim Samech Zayin, Nedarim 67a, pagination is 133. We'll start from the facing page at the last line as the perek begins. This, the 10th perek in Nedarim, is going to introduce the concept of the Naira HaMa'orasa, and in a very general sense, the concept of HaForas Nedarim, which is that the husband or the father of a woman or girl could negate the vow that the woman made, and that would undo the vow. In the case of a Naira HaMa'orasa, a specifically aged girl who is Mikudeshes, but not yet a Nesua, she received the Kiddushin, she's married, but she was not yet taken into the husband's home through Chuppah. Such a girl has a very specific, balanced situation in which, in order for Hafara to work to undo her vow, both her father and her husband would have to annul. And the question, of course, would be, what would happen if only one did, or one did, and then later the other one did, etc. So the Mishnah states, Naira HaMa'orasa, this woman who only has Kiddushin with her husband, and she's still of a certain age that her father still has a relationship with her regarding her vows. Avia ubaila mafirim nidoreha. Her father and her husband together can do hafara on her vows. Hefer ha'av v'lo hefer ha'bal. If the father did the hafara, negating the vow, but the husband did not, even if he didn't affirm it, but he just remained quiet when he heard about it. Or, hefer habal velo hefer ha'av, if the husband negated it, but the father did not, eino mufar, it does not get undone. Ve'ein tzarech lomar shakeyem echad mehem, and I don't even have to tell you if one of them affirmed the vow, because in such a case, certainly, the vow would stand. Let's skip two lines to the two dots in the Gemara, where the Gemara tells us that it wants to address that final statement of the Mishnah, which was, Ve'ein tzarech lomar, and I don't need to tell you, shekiyem echad mehem, if one of them affirmed the vow, that the vow will stand. Now, what's so interesting over here is that the Mishnah said, and I don't need to tell you, meaning it's certainly the halacha, but the Gemara wonders, it is indeed so obvious, that lamali lemisna. Why should I even say in the Mishnah, and I don't need to tell you the following? Which means on some level, it is something I need to tell you. Hashta yesh lomar hefer ze belo ze velo klum. We already have a law that if one of them tries to negate, but the other one does not cooperate and also negate it, that the vow stands. Kiyem echad mehem lamali tzricha lemisni. I certainly don't need to tell you if one of them explicitly said, let the neder stand, that it is indeed going to stand. Even his lack of cooperation makes it stand. Certainly if he purposely affirms it, it's going to stand. And the Gemara's kasha is that what the Mishnah tells me as, and I don't need to tell you, is so obvious that even the statement, and I don't need to tell you, doesn't apply. And it should never have been said because it is indeed so obvious. And therefore the Gemara tells us, Ki itzterich lei, the Mishnah is telling us something a little bit more subtle. Kigon, consider the following example. Tehefer echad mehem v'kiyem echad, one of them annulled it. One of them affirmed it. V'chozer ha-mekayim v'nishal ala kamoso. And the one who affirmed it goes to a bezdin to undo his affirmation of the vow. In other words, when he affirms it, it's the equivalent of clinching a neder. So he's going to do hataras nedarim on his hakoma. Mahu detema, I would have thought, my deuki ha'akrei, whatever he affirmed, he has now undone. Kamash malon, it doesn't work that way. Demifirim shneim bevas achas, we need both of them to negate the vow at the same time. And because originally he affirmed it, even though now he's undoing his affirmation, it does not leave him in the same place that he was before. And it's no longer possible for him to negate the vow. Now, this Gemara has just, by the way, introduced a whole new case, which is indeed brought in halacha, at least according to one approach, in Siman Reish Lamed Daled Seif Chaf Gimel, where it says, Baal Shekiyem Nidrei Ishto, a husband that affirmed the vows of his wife, V'alcha lefnei shlosha hedyotos v'hitiru la, and he went in front of a bezdin, and they undid it, mutter, it's going to be mutter. So we have here introduced a whole new concept that even after the affirmation of the husband, there still might be a way to negate. And the question, therefore, is, in the Ran, you could see it about midway in the medium lines, towards the end of a line. Hiksha harashpa, the Rashpa asks, Amai amrinon da'afora kamaisa batlala, why indeed can't he go and negate it? Since the Chacham undid the affirmation, it's as if he never affirmed, and now he wants to negate it and join party with the other person who negated it. And now you have father and husband both negating it. Why doesn't that work? And the Ran brings the answer of the Rashba, which is also brought by the Taz in Reish Lamed Daled Zayin, because this is an actual problem, even in halacha, the way we paskin. Can the person now undo his affirmation? In one halacha, when he's on his own, it says that he could, at least according to some opinions. And over here we're saying that because he's joined with someone else, he can't undo his affirmation and now join to negate the vow. What's the difference? The Rashba explains, because the ability to negate the vow is not so powerful. He has to join with someone else. It's only the two of them together that are able to negate the vow of this Naira HaMa'orasa. And therefore, if he misses the opportunity to join together, but at that moment of togetherness, he affirmed it, so now when he wants to come back, undo his affirmation, and negate the vow, it's essentially too late. He missed that opportunity to join together to negate the vow. In the words of the Rashba, Kol hecha dehekim, once he affirmed, kevin de'ahi shaita lochazo le'itztarufei, since at that moment he wasn't able to join the other person, bot lo la legamre, the opportunity to negate the vow has been lost. Kevan de lochazo ya'ahi shaita, it wasn't able to be done at that moment. Lochazo nami basar zimna, later on, it doesn't wait there in order to be done. It requires the strength of both of them together in concert in order to undo the vow. And once he missed that opportunity, it cannot be replaced. Yashikolach, thank you for joining.